Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through verse 30, verses that most are familiar with. I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. If you'll keep that in your mind as we go through this word, I will give you rest. He said, I'll give you rest. He said, take my yoke, his yoke, upon you and learn of me. Learn of him. I'll give you rest. You take my yoke, you learn of me. For I am meek, and the boy has told us, he researched that word, lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I've spoken often of the false hope that I find in religion. I just don't get along well with religion. Chosen vessels do not the choosing. They simply do not. I read, and the man was a non-Christian. I think he was a teacher. And the guy that was writing the article I was reading, he said, this non-Christian teacher he had said that religion is man trying to reach up to God, but that Christianity is God reaching down to man. And that's absolutely true. And as such, religion incorporates a system of, I could go on for a long time, beliefs, traditions, codes, rules, laws, all sorts of requirements. This is how we do this, and this is how we do this, and this is how we do this, and you know how the story goes. Keep in mind our text. You have to keep in mind our text, you see. So I would ask what it is that you might do to be accepted by God. Now, you go in religion, they'll tell you instantly. And even some might just say, well, believe in Jesus. But don't the devils believe and tremble? Or those of Matthew 7. Called him Lord and did many wonderful, cast out devils. You see? Thus God would save me because I believe. No, I believe because God saved me. He saved Saul of Tarsus because he believed in Jesus? Hardly. If he hadn't already been crucified, he'd have crucified him again. Or how about Peter? Or the other fishermen there, James or John? Any of the 12. If you'll remember, James in Acts, his sentence to the Gentiles was, that we trouble them not. I have to laugh when I put that in my mind with about all that I've been through for 40 years of churches, that we trouble them not. I think most, perhaps, if the pastors, preachers, and priests have been honest, they said, how are we going to trouble them today? What kind of burden are we going to put on them today? Most that I know in religion or churches as such, they're always troubled. Don't do this. Don't do that. Just like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Don't do this. Don't do that, you see. Or worse, do this, that, or the other. Oh, you got to do this. Or you have to do this. Do you know why? And I'm not going to go into all the denominational things because that's a long, sordid history. But somewhere around the year 1000, the Orthodox split from the Catholics. Do you know why that was? It was because one would allow leavened bread and one had to be unleavened. Does anyone remember Jesus telling his disciples, you got to dress this way. You're going to follow me, you got to dress this way. Anybody remember that? Oh, if you're going to follow me, you got to eat this way. You can't go here, you can't go there. You can go there, but you can go over there, but you can't go here. Who did he hang out with? And what did they say about it? Who attacked him for such? Those that said, well, you can't go over there. What are you doing in there? Or even the Sabbath. Do you know that the law, it was a law of the Pharisees that you couldn't spit on the ground on the Sabbath? Do you know why? Because the spittle might mix with the dirt and form a sort of mortar. So what did Jesus do when he met the blind man? You see? He couldn't walk through a field. You know why? Because if you accidentally knocked a grain of wheat to the ground or a grain of, that would be reaping on the Sabbath. So what did he tell his apostles to do? You hungry? There's some corn right there. It's the Sabbath. I said, are you hungry? He said, I am the Sabbath. Create the Sabbath for you. You see, I couldn't really take the time this hour to tell you all the rules that I've been through in this walk. Maybe I couldn't even go list them all. There's always a good religious judge close by to tell you what kind of music you can listen to. Are there lines? Oh, of course there are. They're all right here. As Brother James St. John used to say, I'm not smart enough to know what God means. That's how we get denominations. Well, this is what this means. He said, but I'm smart enough, and you're smart enough, and I'm smart enough to know what God says. Are you religious, or are you a Christian? I'll take Christianity. That's God reaching down for me. And what I might can do, you might not can do. I don't know. God reached down for me. What that boy can do and what that boy can do are two different things. In Acts 15:14, you remember they came about circumcision, and finally James said, Simon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name. He chose them. Sadly today, religion takes people from one labor to another. Man, I've seen shepherds just wear the sheep out. Sheep work all week long, 40 to 60 hours, and then they get before the shepherd. When who they should get before is the shepherd. His yoke is easy. You see? And they choose. And they choose. And they choose. This entire book dwells on just such. And because of their lost nature and disobedience came the law. Remember, Abraham was before law. Abraham wasn't under the law. There was no law with Abraham. We talk a lot about Leviticus. I'm sure all of you have read Leviticus. What a restful book. Is that rest? Is that yoke easy? Leviticus easy? Is that burden light? Hardly. You see, Christ became such. He fulfilled Leviticus. I'll take care of Leviticus for you. And the law. And in him, we find Christians, not religious, that rest. Certainly not in religion. None I've ever been associated with. Sin and law. We know laws for sinners. No sin, no law. Are you a sinner? My Bible says that he came to save his people from what? Their sins. Paul said, and such were, past tense, some of you, free from sin while yet in bondage to law. God forbid. To those that are dead to sin. Romans 7 said, if her husband be dead, sin, she's what? Free from that law. Do you ever read it? But sadly today, men take people out of sin, so-called, to the halfway house of religion. That's exactly what they do. And I can give you example after example after example. Why do they do that? Because their sin yet remains. You got to have law. And that's why programs like AA and NA and all that other stuff, Emmaus Walk, that's why all that stuff exists. They have rules. Just like churches. Oh, we got a rule here. We got a rule here. We've got a rule here. And in truth, they need those rules because most of the people in there are sinners. Now, I've had to preach law because those people were sinners, you see. They need that law. Just like children, they've got to have a law. They've got to have rules. So all the so-called churches throughout these 2,000-odd years, they've all gathered up and split. And then the split splits and the split splits. And it's a, even like Judah and Israel, that's really what happened there, you see. A group here declared, these be our laws. These be our rules. Well, we believe in infant baptism. Well, we don't. Well, we believe in leavened bread. Well, we don't. Denominations were born. I couldn't believe this. It said there are over 10,000 denominations. From one God? From one Christ? One yoke? One rest? Consider Amos 3:3. Can two walk together except to be agreed? Not many agreeable if we've got over 10,000 denominations. It's been an eye-opening experience for me. For the past several months, I've been attending a certain men's, all-men's prayer breakfast. And it's held at a Catholic church. And there's men of many denominations in there. And they all come together and sing Kumbaya, so to speak. Not literally, but certainly figuratively. Dude, by the way, do you know the modern version of that? By the way, it's a Hebrew word, but the modern version of that song, Kumbaya, is rooted in the civil rights movement. All the way back to the 1920s. Well, yesterday at this prayer meeting, prayer breakfast, an old black man, he closed the meeting. And at the end, he extolled the fact, he said, I never thought I'd see this day. you know, when he could come together with the white man, to shouts of, "You're our brother! You're our brother!" Kumbaya, you know. Surely the Spirit of the Lord be present in such a gathering. Of course, the organizers of the prayer, they've got a name. They've come up with a name for the organization. You see? And on it goes. Well, I was disenfranchised here, and I was disenfranchised here, whatever that. But I can't say a lot, because I tell you this morning that I've also got a new name. Which, by the way, no man knows. Catholic, Orthodox, Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, Pentecostal, Calvinist, Armenian, Seventh Day, No Day, Any Day. I don't find any of those. I don't find the first one in the Word of God. What denomination? We've got a New Testament. They called them Christians. And they called it the Church of God. The Church of Christ. Some people put that name out. And claim, well, this is Church of Christ. Oh, that's where we have to go. Church of God, well, that's where we have to go. Christian church, well, we're Christians. You see. Number one, I don't have to go anywhere. You understand that? I don't have to go anywhere. Did they meet together? Yeah. Did we meet together? Yeah. Christianity, God reaching down to man. He said, take my yoke upon you. And I don't find but one yoke. I don't find but one rest. Let's close in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4 through verse 6. There is one body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Or them. Which yoke you have? His or theirs? Better get that right, because most people have theirs. The religious. His or theirs? I pray that you have his, because he said, I'll give you rest. He says light. Didn't he say it? He says easy. Boy, that doesn't match a lot of meetings I've been in. Not even close. Are you religious or are you a Christian? He said, I'll give you rest.